Lancer Radio, streaming live at www.lancerradio.org.
I can't believe that critics aren't doing the same thing with Batman or Superman. I mean, what in the H-E double hockey sticks do?
Joseph, you're doing it again.
Oh.
Please.
Oh, sorry. Get ahead of myself sometimes. Welcome to the world of Soccer Soccerinos. I'm Joseph Weismiller. We, along with Daniel West, and today we talk about draws again, hopefully for the last time. But they are socking along with Dijoning.
Oh, no. That's a bad trend. That's a bad trend right there.
Oh, dude, tell me about it. And why it's not a trend that you will want to have. And that is all on here on Lancer Radio Network. Pasadena streaming live at LancerRadio.org. God. Daniel, there's a good reason why Dijoning is a bad thing.
Yes.
But before we get into that, what in the world happened in week six of the MLS?
Well, the MLS happened. We can officially put the Red Bulls on the red alert warning list because they lost again.
And how many losses is that so far?
Too many.
Well, how much did they lose by?
Let's see. That game, it was there were so many games. I just saw the highlight. Well, they lost midweek, actually. They were playing midweek. I gotta see who they played because I saw all the highlights. Portland lost at home to Dallas. Two goals that were really embarrassing.
Week six?
Yes. Well, this past Wednesday. Wednesday night.
No, I'm talking about the weekend.
But during the weekend, yeah, same trend continued. Real Salt Lake still undefeated.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, if you'd said, which team's going to be undefeated at the end of week six, it's going to be Real Salt Lake. You probably said, probably not.
Ah.
But they had a good start to the season. They're in the playoff hunt, so.
Oh, boy.
But then we had the Galaxy and the Timbers on Sunday night.
I was there. Oh, my God.
These games have not gone well.
For the first time, the Galaxy had a good opportunity to capitalize after Orlando City demolished them the week before, 4-1.
Portland's in trouble.
Yeah, and the Galaxy should have capitalized on this. Of course, there's no Robbie Keane. There's no Steven Gerrard. Robbie Rogers gets injured early in the game. Hey, you know what? I'm going to play you the friggin' highlight if I went a little too far.
No, you're fine. I just found out. Oh, it's Kansas City. Sporting KC. That was the team that the Red Bulls lost 2-0 at Red Bull Arena back on Saturday.
Okay. Let's watch this.
Yes.
Look at this. Okay. So far, everything's going fine. But in the first 5 minutes, they're not going to show it here. Robbie Rogers gets himself injured, actually.
Oh, no.
And I think they're going to show where exactly.
Another one.
And now the Galaxy on the attack. Here comes Giovanni, and he can't put anything. Zazie, open shot, and no.
That's some good defending there.
Yeah, and Nat Boltzer's there. You go, clears the ball out.
The beard.
Yeah.
Defender of the year until later on.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't defender of the year, but he's a well-known defender.
I'm in the way back over there, actually.
You were hanging out with the Angel City
Brigade? No, I was where the Galaxian sign is.
Oh, with the Galaxians.
Yeah. And,
just wide.
And, yeah, that goes wide, and it doesn't even look anything. Anyway, Robbie King gets in sort of the 25th minute. They didn't show it.
Mike McGee.
Here's how they scored.
Wow. Oh. That's solid. Fernando Adi.
Yeah, my bad. Brian Rowe, the backup keeper for the Galaxy, still did not have that much of a good game, believe it or not. The only thing he had to save was basically catch-ups and stuff.
Brian Rowe is okay. He's a backup goaltender.
Yeah.
He's okay, but, I mean, you don't necessarily want him in the playoffs.
Yeah, look at this. Terrible defending, too.
That's a lot of wide marking. That's a nice finish by Adi, though. Odd angle.
Yeah. 55th minute, corner kick.
And a nice save.
Oh, great save by
Orsay,
yeah. I didn't know he was Ghanaian.
Really?
No, I really did not know.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
But he scored the winning goal in that penalty shootout.
Yeah. Then he ended up blocking the winning save, too.
Yeah, and then, he just watched as it went off both posts back in the playoffs. Right. But he's a good goalkeeper.
All right, so on the attack here, the Galaxy tried to make up a move. Oh, this is why this game became garbage afterwards. Watch.
Let's see here. Plays the ball to the outside. Some Timbers standing around. Nice play in towards the box, and
not this time. Mike McGee. What was he thinking?
That was wide.
He looks like Zack Snyder, by the way. And now we get to the controversial thing.
There it is.
Yeah, I didn't know why what happened. Was it an accident? What did he mean to hit him? And of course, what was stated in articles is that this was the worst ref game at the moment.
Well, that's. It's definitely got an Academy Award nomination because the MLS these past 2 weekends has not been a glowing statement
for down.
Pro.
He is down.
Yeah.
That is not good. And now we see the replay.
The replay.
Oh!
Yeah. I mean, when I saw it initially, I thought, oh, that's pretty bad. He kind of took out his leg.
No, when they did it in slow motion, no.
Then on the replay, when you see him actually stomp on his ankle, that's when you realize, that was bad. Only got a yellow out of it, though.
Oh, yeah. Here is how the Galaxy finally managed to tie it up.
Oh, Nat Butcher.
Yes.
That was a beautiful header.
For the wrong goal.
Even though it was going the wrong way.
Look at his beard. It's getting bigger. It's like he hasn't shaved it yet.
What's fascinating about Nat Borcher's beard is that he had it before he went to Portland. But when he went to Portland, it suddenly became like, this is absolutely perfect. And he was offside, too. So like a beautiful header, and he was offside, yet it counts because it's an own goal.
An own goal, and the Galaxy had to try to benefit from that. Even though Alan Gordon came onto the game.
Like the 85th minute?
Yeah.
It's too late for Alan Gordon. He used to come on earlier.
He used to come on earlier. Yeah, I don't know why. And 70th. Here's the last attempt the Galaxy had.
The
referee blew the whistle, and of course, the shot wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
This was a horrible game, and it just proves that Osorio may have a point of not allowing Giovanni to be on the team, because Giovanni, he hasn't done anything at all this season so far.
Not really.
Yeah. Yeah. After that incident, Dijon has been suspended for 3 games.
Yes. How he avoided a red card. I mean, here's the thing. The referees can't see it in real time, so I give him credit for that. It looked pretty bad. I mean, without replay, it looks like probably a yellow card, real nasty tackle. But, I mean, when you see it in slow motion or the still images of him, pretty much crushing the dude's ankle.
Yeah, that's also worse because he's actually our forward for the Galaxy.
Yep.
United States.
And this happened with Stuart Holden, too.
Yeah, and guess what?
He apologized. You heard DeJong actually found Stuart Holden because Holden retired and he does commentary for Fox now. Mm. And DeJong actually went to him and apologized before the game.
What the?
Yeah, which is kind of ironic because during the game... Then Nagby's ankle gets stomped on. So it was a messy, messy situation.
No, it's basically upsetting is that the Copa America Centenio, which is something we haven't talked about in a while, but there's no need to talk about it right now.
No, not today.
Well, in a couple of weeks, possibly we will. But if one of our forwards gets injured, who's going to be there? Nagby? No, not anymore, because we don't know how long this guy is out for.
Who are the forwards right now?
For who?
For the U.S.
Let's see. Is Quintenci a forward or midfield?
That's a good question. He'd probably end up being a forward.
No, Zardes?
Zardes, okay.
Yeah, Zardes after what he did against Guatemala. That was for Bobby Wood, who needs to start scoring again because that open goal miss was literally the most pathetic thing I've ever seen since Donovan missing an open goal. Every time.
Not the Wondolowski?
Wondolowski.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wasn't outside.
No.
Everybody thought it was outside, but the referee, the linesman was pointing to a goal kick. It was never outside.
Oh, man.
And we could have faced Argentina, and at least we would have lost honorably to Argentina.
At least you'd have gotten stomped by Messi, so.
Yeah. Speaking of Messi, which we're going to talk about it on the next segment.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Messi.
Yeah, but what were the rest of the scores?
All right, let's see here. Let's just go through the match of the day, on NBC. Orlando City and Philadelphia, 2-1 Philadelphia. That game ended with a goal of the year contender, really. You should look this up. I don't remember his name, but a guy in Philadelphia takes a free kick from just outside the box and puts the ball in the top corner like it was a video game. I mean, I've never seen anything like that happen in real life. Like, it was something I would draw when I play FIFA on the DS.
You
it was crazy.
CJ Sapong?
I don't think it was Sapong. No, it wasn't. I think he scored one of the goals, but the second goal, the late winner, was ridiculous. Toronto FC, New England had a 1-1 draw. There was some more officiating controversy there.
Wait, was that Geiger?
No, MacGyver was not there. Geiger was in New York City, and that one finished 0-0 on Sunday with the Fire and the NYCFC. Let's see here. Montreal beat Columbus, who's really in trouble. And then DC United decided to show up and play, and they won 4-0 over Vancouver.
Oh, you mean the game on UNIMAS, right?
Yeah, this is the game on UNIMAS.
Okay. Are you sure it's not this goal real fast?
No, it was the second goal, the one at the end of the game. That was ridiculous. Let's see. Sporting KC beat New York on the road.
Not that one?
Nope. San Jose and Dallas, 2-2. And then Real Salt Lake beat Colorado, 1-0. And then Seattle and Houston. Oh, that was tough. Seattle and Houston played to a 1-1 draw. Houston had the lead in the game with literally about 5 seconds to go.
Yeah, right, here comes the goal. You're talking about this free kick?
Yes.
Oh, my yep. God!
Yep.
Yeah, Tranquilo Barneta.
Yep.
Whoa.
Look at this.
And yeah. He's...
That's like pool. Look at this from that angle.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I don't know. That was like playing pool.
Free kick. Last minute. And yeah. Okay.
So Seattle and Houston. Houston had about 5 seconds, literally 5 seconds left in the game. Seattle sends a ball in. It's not cleared, and they score to get a tie out. So that was the real heartbreak of the weekend. And then we mentioned the LA Galaxy Portland Timbers debacle.
All right. Today's games are as follows. Today is Friday night soccer
Viernes de football.
It's Houston and LA Galaxy. Yeah. Let's see if Galaxy can capitalize on Houston's recent bump.
Yeah, let's see if Houston can hold a lead into extra time.
Okay.
That would be good.
Chicago and Montreal.
Sweet.
Drogba's coming back, obviously.
Drogba.
Yeah. This is Saturday. DC United versus Toronto FC.
Ooh.
Columbus versus New York City FC. Colorado versus the New York Red Bulls. Real Salt Lake versus Vancouver. Seattle versus Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Portland versus San Jose. And to Sunday Night Heat or Sunday Night Soccer, we go to Orlando versus New England. FC Dallas versus Sporting Kansas City.
That's a good game right there. I feel like Orlando's on Sunday night way too much.
Yeah.
I feel like if I'm turning on Sunday night or Friday night, the Houston Dynamo or Orlando City are always involved for some reason. I don't know why. It's just the way the schedules play it out. But, and then midweek, we'll do that real quickly. Yesterday, Red Bulls lost again to San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado beat Kansas City on the road. And then FC Dallas went into Providence Park in Portland and flattened the Timbers 3-1. So
We
don't know what's going on in MLS.
So was Providence Park once a baseball
field? It was.
Or the Portland what?
The Portland Beavers back in the...
There's no more baseball there, right?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
But that stadium is like 50 years old. Elvis actually played a concert there. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break and be right back here. When we come back, we're going to look at the Champions League and how the defending champions have done more damage than good in the Kingdom of Barcelona. Plus, we are going to get near the first. A certain number 7 is going to get near the number 100, and the Asian draw seems similar to 4 years ago. All that when we return to World of Soccer here on Lancer Radio Network. Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LanceradioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LanceradioNetwork.org.
Looking for a new career with an average salary of $70,000 a year? Pasadena City College and the Dental Hygiene Program is now accepting applications. For the Dental Hygiene Program's brochure and applications can be found by visiting PCC's website at www.pasadena.edu. All completed applications should be returned to W204. For more information, call 626-585-3308.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
PCC offers a free shuttle service for students who wish to travel between the main campus, the Allen Avenue Gold Line Station, and the Community Education Center. The shuttle service operates Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to 10:45 p.m., and Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:45 p.m., with departures every 15 to 30 minutes from each location. For more information, call 626-585-7223.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting,
as you're getting chewed out by
so
your
why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
And we are back to the world of soccer. I'm Joseph Weissmiller, and with always with me is Daniel West. And now we get to the Champions League, where, like I said last week, anything could happen, including the impossible that happened to stunt a kingdom.
Yep.
The People's Republic of Canada, which Barcelona is trying to do. Oh,
yeah,
I spoiled it.
Away.
Sorry. Of course, movies get spoiled all the time. And why injuries and send-offs can cost you a win.
Yep.
All here on Lancer Radio Network, Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Yep.
What the? Okay. Of course, I apologize
no,
for that.
Okay.
It's just, oh my God.
It's
thank
shocking.
God I didn't wear my knee marbles.
Shocking. Yeah, I know.
What, you okay?
You're wearing, yeah, I'm good. White caps this week.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, my bad.
I'm a little too excited there. You're good.
Okay. Daniel.
Yes.
If you're playing free people who basically have been playing the entire year and have no breaks that much. No, they get to sit down, but then they have to immediately get back in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you call that?
What do you call that?
I call it too much work for a person.
Ah. And who's getting overworked?
Well, before we get into that, we are actually looking at highlights. Last week, Manchester City had the away goal advantage,
yep,
obviously,
over
which
PSG.
Is actually pretty impressive
that
with
is.
PSG. So technically, if they just win 0-0, they would have won.
They would have.
Yeah.
So, but it's better to score goals as opposed to, you know, have people crunching numbers in the stands with calculators. But we'll see.
Well, here we go. Oh, Zoltan tried to put it past Hart.
Joe Hart,
but look at that. Oh, he saved it.
Nice touch by Joe Hart there.
And the 23rd minute, here we go. Manchester, nobody predicts this team to actually do anything because they almost knocked out Barcelona last year, but here we go. Ooh.
Just why. Do you see what happens when you don't play Barcelona every year in the Champions League?
Hey, doesn't FED also sponsor New York City?
Yeah, that's because NYC are part owners.
Oh, penalty called
that,
right there, and the goalkeeper gets a yellow card.
Let's see that's let's
see
here.
Was it a dive?
Aguero's coming into the
was
box.
Was it a dive?
And no, that's a penalty.
Yeah, and here we go.
Aguero.
Oh,
missed it. One of those nights, ladies and gentlemen.
Does he play for Chile or Argentina?
I think he plays for Chile because I haven't seen him in Argentina, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
that's a bad giveaway.
Mistake, and
wide.
Still can't capitalize. It's just getting worse and worse for Manchester City. Everybody's just going, oh, here's Zoltan again.
Zlatan.
Free kick. Oh,
nice
Joe Hart,
save.
England's national goalkeeper. He just manages to, look at that. Ooh, he does.
Joe Hart, game of his life.
Yeah, and he has to do it again in Euro.
To the 76th minute?
Yeah, 76th minute. Here we go. Manchester, everything on the line here. Ooh. Nothing's going on. Ooh.
Opening the box, shuffles it back, fires, score.
Oh, that's how it goes. Oh, God. They don't show his name. I can't see his name.
Is that De Bruyne?
I thought De Bruyne plays for Wolfsburg.
No, I thought he got transferred over. Let's see. I know Milner got moved, but that.
Oh, it is De Bruyne.
Yeah. Yeah, he came over, I think, last summer in a transfer from Wolfsburg.
Oh, God.
Scores there. So Man City up, what, 2-1 now?
No,
on a,
no, it was 3-2. And because of that goal,
okay.
Manchester City did the impossible, knocking off.
Paris. So yeah. Once again, they're going to win the French League, and it's all going to come back to Europe next year.
Yeah,
so.
But let's talk about this other game, actually. It was basically, yeah, everybody thought Real Madrid was in trouble. It looked
right.
that though, but
they were.
But
they
guess whose show it was that day? Whose show was it?
Neymar. I'm just messing with you.
All right, 15th minute. Here we go. Cristiano Ronaldo, loose ball, manages to put it away.
That's poaching territory.
Bouncing
wow.
in there.
That's very close range for Ronaldo.
Yeah, and guess what, Daniel? It only takes one minute, literally.
Wow.
Literally, and on a corner kick, and guess
header?
Who's there to put it in? Cristiano, header. Great header. Series tied at 2-2.
Yeah. Now, just to set this up, game one, Wolfsburg, heavy underdog. They go at home and win 2-0.
Yeah.
So they got a 2-0 lead. If they score an away goal, Real Madrid's in trouble. Yet 17 minutes in, they've leveled the entire series.
and now Wolfsburg trying there. Oh, my God. Naves, the Costa Rica goalkeeper, manages to make a great save right there. The first Costa Rican CONCACAF goalkeeper to ever play for Real Madrid, believe it or not.
What's with those uniforms, though?
Reminds
me of, like, the Civil War.
Wolfsburg trying again.
Let's see what they call it.
Oh, wait. Wrong side. It's actually Real. Oh, did the ball go in?
Goal line technology. No,
oh,
it did not.
Great save, and Ronaldo tried to put it past him, and yeah.
Little taste
Ronaldo
of the
doing his
Timbers.
Check, and oh!
Yep.
And to complete the hat trick in the 77th minute, and now to have 95 goals in the UEFA Champions League, Cristiano Ronaldo is so close to making history.
Now that's,
look at that.
That's tough, because the wall was perfect there. They just didn't want to get their arms involved, so they made a little hole, and the ball just went right through that hole.
Look
that's
at Ronaldo's
tough.
Face. It's just automatically going, yeah, I'm the reason we're winning.
That was a gift right there. With all due respect to Real Madrid, Wolfsburg, oh, man, that's a tough way to block.
And Zidane keeps going.
They blocked the ball, and, oh, man, that is so tough.
Zidane keeps going. That's the whole point, though.
Yes, and then we had Benfica and Bayern Munich. Benfica was not a favorite.
It ended 1-0 the last time. So.
To Bayern?
Yeah, to
which
Bayern.
Which is kind of shocking, because everyone thinks that they're going to run over everyone.
Yeah, but Benfica, here we go. In Bayern Munich, and that ball just goes wide. Thomas Mueller could not put it in. Wait,
the
is
pink
this
jerseys. Yes, wearing pink, yes.
No. I don't think this is the Allianz Arena. I think this is the Benfica state. Well, it's the Allianz Arena.
Yeah, Allianz.
Allianz Arena. And look at that.
Oh,
Benfica.
Yeah,
Benfica taught Pep Guardiola not looking impressed.
Pep looked rather disinterested there.
What was Neuer doing?
I don't know.
Went too far away.
Well, Neuer is, they call him a sweeper keeper because he's basically like a defender with gloves.
Oh.
So he usually plays out.
And look at this.
Ooh,
open goal
strike.
Leads to Vidal scoring that one, and that puts it at 2-2, but away goal aggregate on Bayern Munich.
Oh, so they are playing in Benfica.
Yeah.
Okay. Hence the pink jerseys. Oh, and that's a nice tip in.
Yeah, I can tell this is not a Lions Arena. People would have been already standing like crazy.
Or they're very disinterested in this Champions League game.
Look at that.
Nice finish there. To the
by Frank Ribery,
minute.
Who the former French national in Benfica.
Oh, no.
A free kick right there. And, he does not look impressed, though.
Wow, that's
he
a goal right there.
He knows time is running out.
That's a
and,
goal.
Oh, my God.
That's a fantastic goal. Nice curveball into the box there.
Benfica, whoosh.
Did that take a deflection off someone's head?
I don't think so.
Anyway, they didn't score again, and it's Bayern Munich on to the
now
semifinals.
Now we get on to the most depressing thing ever, even
the
though
upset of the century.
It made my day.
Yes. The upset of the century.
Yes.
Now to set this up, what was the score coming in? It was
2-1.
2-1, Barcelona was ahead.
Yes. Not on away goal, believe it or not.
And the thing was that midweek some Atletico Madrid players are complaining that basically a la the NBA in the mid-2000s, UEFA was trying to rig the Champions League so that Barcelona would get in the final, and they felt some calls were going against them. So how do you disprove that? Well, you go out and try to beat Messi, which they attempted to do.
Yeah.
But did they?
Yeah, and when you look at it, here's Messi with the free kick. And,
that's wide, Messi.
World Cup 2010 back to haunt him.
I was going to say, no, World Cup 2014, too.
No, World Cup 20. Oh, yeah, yeah. The final, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was because of the Jubilani in 2010. So here's Atletico Madrid in Atletico. Right there. Right there.
Nice bit of foosball there. Just
and
2-2 set up off his
away
head.
Goal aggregate goes for Atletico Madrid.
Yep.
This is the first time that Camp Nou is not actually the home field advantage.
Yeah.
Which I'm kind of surprised.
Well, that's part of the draw, though. That's part of the random draw.
Holding baby, as long as he doesn't throw the baby.
Yeah.
53rd minute, Barcelona know that they're in trouble now. Oh, wait. This is not Barcelona. Oh! Atletico Madrid almost got ahead. Look at that.
Oh, off the bar.
Yeah, top of the bar. That's
off
always
the
been
post.
The case. Yeah, they can't believe it.
Now to the 87th minute.
This is where things become horrible.
Oh, nice pass
yes.
to the outside. Uh-oh. What did they call him?
This is a send-off. This is when Iniesta got sent
really?
Off.
Let's see what they called her.
Handball.
That's a handball. That is definitely a handball.
And it looked intentional, too.
That's
intentional.
Even if it wasn't, you can't reach your hand out, and that's a penalty. That is definitely a penalty.
De Gea for Barca, and he almost got there, but there was nothing he could do. And the defending champions, Barcelona, are officially out of the Champions League.
Peace out, people.
Daniel, here's the thing, though. There has been some complaints, though, that it appears that Messi may be human growth hormone injuries are coming back to him.
Really?
Yeah, so you think Messi's soccer time is going to run out soon if this thing is... Because he is small, if you think about it, and he was underdeveloped.
Right, so. What did they say about the human growth hormone? I hadn't heard about this.
Well, he was small. They weren't trying to make him big.
Oh, okay, not like steroids.
Because he was
okay.
underdeveloped. So you think, because of that, it's going to cost him to retire very soon?
I don't think so. I mean, I have to research and hear some more about that. But he hasn't come up in some big games recently.
Uh-huh. Like this one,
like the World Cup a little while ago. I mean, obviously the Champions League final last year, but that was more of a team effort than just, Messi just going off. I don't know, but definitely it was shocking that Atletico Madrid, but that's what they do. Atletico just doesn't go away, and somehow they just keep ending up in these finals, even though, according to some soccer purists, nobody wants to see them because they're very unpleasant to watch. Atletico.
Oh.
From an entertainment standpoint, they're not the most pleasant team to watch.
Yeah,
but they win.
Their coach is a complete nightmare.
Yeah, but he gets them to
not
play well.
Not compared to Pep Guardiola.
Yeah, I think Simeone he likes defense, and defense is not pretty. But defense has gotten them to the final, got them the league title a few years back, and might get them further again. So there you go. And it doesn't seem, when we come back on the show, we're going to discuss how it doesn't seem to be working out for the U.S. women, and the legend decides to give in, and how the team is deciding to boycott the Olympics. And we'll find out more of these issues when we come back on World of Soccer, along with some draw scenarios, here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
Plan a party with The Spot. The Spot Gourmet Catering, that is. Let The Spot Gourmet help you plan your next event. Special occasion, wedding, sports banquet, school event, or a romantic dinner for two. They also offer gourmet on the go. No time for dinner? Call The Spot Gourmet with your order from their convenient menu, and they'll prepare it for you. Dinner is served. The Spot Gourmet, for every occasion. Call them at 818-861-7335 or check them out on the web at www.thespotgourmet.com.
PCC offers a free shuttle service for students who wish to travel between the main campus, the Allen Avenue Gold Line Station, and the Community Education Center. The shuttle service operates Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to 10:45 p.m., and Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:45 p.m., with departures every 15 to 30 minutes from each location. For more information, call 626-585-7223.
What's the best thing about the Pasadena City College? Oh, man, the campus is always clean. I love it. I mean, I like a lot of things about the college, but that's just something that I really like.
Lancer Radio Network.
Pasadena Campus Sound.
This is so good. It just has to be fattening.
LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back, soccer hooligans, or just soccer fans in general. This is the World of Soccer, and we are in the house. I'm Daniel West, along with Joseph Weissmiller. And this segment, we're going to dive into the Asia draw, along with a couple of nations that are involved in war-torn issues. So first, we're going to get to some questions. You're listening here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Huh, all right. So I'll just fire away real quick. You know, we do this every once in a while. Throwing a few questions out there in random order on different things we may have discussed or will discuss now. I'm going to start with this. How many games do you think Nigel De Jong should have gotten suspended for?
Well, going back to that.
It was three. You say four?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard as many as eight, but I don't know. It was just so hideous in the moment that it's kind of hard to. But yeah, I mean, I think he got off pretty well. All right, the Champions League semifinal, the draw was announced. But who would have been your dream semifinal matchup of those four?
Bayern and Real Madrid.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree wholeheartedly. And then you have Man City and Atletico on that side. Because you get the little guys have a chance, then the big dudes. But what a surprise. It's not that way. And yet it's a random draw, right?
Yep.
I think some of those balls were textured or something. I don't know. All right. Here's another. This is interesting. Kind of went under the radar nationally even, or even locally, as far as, you know, Major League Soccer. But Don Garber announced that, remember, it was, I think, 24 teams they're going to expand the league to?
Now it's going to be 28.
It's going to be 28. He said, well, he said Sacramento pretty much within the year they're going to announce that Sacramento is going to get a team.
Okay.
The other cities they're looking at, they said Austin, San Antonio, Detroit, St. Louis. What of those, or just like a city that doesn't have a team yet, who would you say that you'd like to see, you know, get a shot at getting one of those next four teams?
Well, Las Vegas was originally supposed to have a team, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, that would have been good.
No, let's see. Let's see if they could do it. A Hawaii team.
Ooh, that would be good.
Yes.
I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going to say Arizona.
No. Every time the teams visit, they're going to question their documentation papers.
Well, no, I think that if they put a team in Arizona in a place like I heard Chase Field, the Diamondbacks might want to move out of there. If they could get like an air-conditioned stadium to play in, that could work. So I think Arizona, that's an untapped market. They really haven't done anything there. That would be interesting. Also somewhere in the South, like Alabama or North Carolina,
I don't think North Carolina.
But how about just putting a pro team in a state that doesn't have a team already?
Okay, let's see. Yeah, Alabama, I don't see any teams from there besides college teams.
Well, there's like is it Birmingham that has a team? I can't remember. But like, just put it in a place where you're not thinking about it. Like, let's go. You want to talk about an untapped market? How about a whole state that doesn't have a team already?
And South Dakota, North Dakota, Delaware.
How about putting a team in Hartford, replacing the Whalers? They had a team already.
That used to be an NHL team, and that turned out to be horrible.
Well, not that the Carolina Hurricanes are doing any better. All right, the last one.
Caroline.
We're going to get to this in a moment, but just curious. Last question here. What do you think the percentage chances that the women actually boycott the Olympics?
You know, that was the thing I was going to talk to you in the last segment.
Okay.
But we could talk about this. I'll give you a little bit now, then I'll tell
right.
you
more
on that one. I'm going to say it could happen depending how bad the Zika virus goes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So maybe like, I'd say 30. I think that they're pretty serious now. They're like, we won the World Cup and we want to get paid.
Yeah.
And they should get paid. And so they might. They just might. You never know.
Okay.
All right.
Now we go into the Asia draw, actually.
Yes.
And I do have questions for you
all
on
right.
this one, because you also had a little bit of concern here.
Yeah.
But it didn't go out. So
Phew. In
Group A, you have Iran, South Korea. They met before, actually, 4 years ago. This was technically the same thing, almost. And you have Uzbekistan, China PR, Qatar, and Syria. So I can't predict anything at this moment until we – hopefully if we have a show in September when we come back, hopefully, we'll discuss it, because that's when everything starts. And look, if you look at the schedule – you're playing 5 games in a matter of months.
Wow.
Yeah, 3 months. And then Group B, you have Australia, Japan, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and Thailand. And here's the thing. Iraq and Thailand met in the group stage already. Saudi Arabia and the UAE met in the group stage already. Guess what's common about these four teams? They have not beaten each other yet.
Who shuffled the balls in the lottery draft? Who did this? It's like a bad hand of poker. So
and
who
China
shuffled
and
these
Qatar,
cards?
They actually China lost twice to them. So in Group A,
Who conducted this draw?
So here's the problem, though. Syria is still in its war-torn state. That's what we're talking about. So they are going to go to a different part of the Middle East to actually play their home games.
That's
but
smart.
Do you think, even though that they didn't get home field advantage that much, well, yeah, they were home in the other Middle Eastern towns.
Okay.
It's just, you think this is going to affect them unless something happens that changes Syria?
I don't know. I mean, if this has been the norm for them, I think that they're going to be okay. But I think it's wisdom on all parts that they're not playing
other war-torn
involved. It's just... Or either playing teams that are involved in the war, that could be real messed up, or just playing in Syria, because that also, it doesn't look good when you have people dying and trying to escape and you're playing soccer, you know,
and
in the middle of all that.
You heard about that bombing that happened a couple
weeks ago.
Someone went into a stadium and 50 people at least were killed. And of course, it wasn't broadcast that much.
So I think it's just wise on everyone's part, for the players, for the country. It's just wise to just separate sports and politics and war right now. And so it's just smart for them.
Well, another country that's in that predicament is Iraq. Well, here's the thing. If Iraq and Syria end up getting the third place bout, they meet in the fourth round, which is technically the fifth place. If you win that, you have to face someone from the – let's see. They're doing it with – Give me a second. With a CONCACAF team this time.
Uh-oh.
So this is where you say, okay, what happens if, God forbid, USA end up getting fourth place?
Talk about a tough road trip.
To face one of these two teams.
Ooh, I mean, oh, man.
They'll move it into a different area, but there will still be political issues there.
Yeah, That could be a loaded issue there.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, the travel is going to be brutal. Mm. You know, going to the Middle East to play, more than likely.
Hey, Mexico had to go to New Zealand.
Yeah, but that's a little different, though.
Yeah.
In Oceania's half qualifying spot. I'm just going to keep beating that dead horse.
Yeah.
Half a qualifying spot. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Just making sure. Yeah, they would have to face a cock-cock team
in that scenario.
But let's talk about, you know, out of the top two teams in these groups, they're all from 2014, but they didn't really improve anything when they were there. South Korea got manhandled by Algeria, which was like, oh my God, did South Korea lose to Algeria?
But Algeria had been waiting like 50 years to get out of the group stage, so they
not technically
they were motivated.
50 years. They were there in 82. They just got robbed when Germany and don't remember the other
Someone
team.
Else conspired to lose or to just draw.
Just tie.
Kick the ball around for 60 minutes and created the rule where all the group stage final games
get played
together.
Yeah, that's when they did
together.
The constellation where they had to play simultaneously now. There was controversy in 78, and 82 it was the one that took the cake.
Slight exaggeration on the 50 years. But, yeah, they were a little motivated to get out.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but you told me a couple of days ago that you think if it were to happen, Iran may not be coming back.
You gave me the predictions. I said, yeah, I of the teams that you mentioned who could possibly get out, I was like, Iran, to me, would be the one who I'm like, I don't think that. I mean, of all the teams that you mentioned who could make it out, it's like, if one of these teams doesn't make it, who would it be? I just, like, Iran, I don't, of all the other teams, they're probably the ones that I could see, but we don't know.
Yeah, we never know.
Nope.
And, well, you know, the thing is, I kind of want Qatar not to make it just to prove the point that, no, if they're going to be like South Africa, who didn't appear, no, they appeared in 2002, they didn't show up in 2006, that was fine. That was fine. It was going to go to an African nation regardless that year, but... If this happens again, FIFA has to think about it. You're going to give it to a nation who has barely even qualified. They haven't even gotten close. This is the closest they have in the last in the last one and now this one. It's
too
just
late now.
You got to think about
it. It's too late now.
The thing is that if it were to be the case, you know, if somehow South Korea and Iran don't go, and if we're China and Qatar taking the top spot between and now putting it between Iran and South Korea to get third, then we got to admit defeat for the first time in our lives.
If I'm correct, I think that the head coach of Qatar is the same guy who led the U.S. in 94. You can look that up, but I know at some point I read in Sports Illustrated that even if he wasn't coaching, he was definitely training some of the youth who are going to be playing in 2022. So he kind of knows how to build some programs, whether he's actually coaching the team or if he's just an advisor. But, I mean, the thing is they're definitely striving towards 2022. It's not like they're just sitting back and, oh, well, we're going to get the World Cup. They're actively trying to be good when that World Cup comes around, so they have a good time to build their program. So we'll see.
Yeah, and for Group B, though, Australia is obviously going to make it. It's Australia. They're a pretty good team. They won the Asian Cup for the first time in their history. It was a great.
How many times have they been in the Asian Cup, though?
Well,
because they're not a traditional Asian team.
Yeah, but they were performance. Tim Cahill did a back, did a Pele move, bicycle, a goal against China. That's what made things pretty cool. But I think, if I'm just going to say it, like what happened with the Japanese woman in the Olympics, which we're going to talk in a little bit, I think it's going to be the end of the era of Japan.
Ooh,
at the
really?
Way. And the last 15 minutes will be the best as we go over the Rio draw. And you will be surprised which teams are playing who. And we take a look at each of them. Plus, U.S. soccer are still looking for equal pay and the salary that most of these women make. And it's not the pay you expected it to be. All this here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
Get your parking permit for the spring semester now. No need to wait in long lines. Go to www.pasadena.edu and click on Student Services to get it done. No wait, no worry. Students are strongly encouraged to purchase parking permits online. Go ahead, check another thing off your list before school starts again. Student parking is $64 per semester. Go to pasadena.edu/student services now.
While cutting molding with a 12-inch dual compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line.
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
Hey, my name is Leo, and the best thing about coming to Pasadena City College is interacting with all the people of the new generation and the new people from 2016. Happy New Year.
Lancer Radio Network.
Radio Network.
Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Streaming live 24/7
at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back to the world of soccer. I'm Joseph Weissman, along with Side Daniel West, and possible for the last time until summer. This is the last time we are mentioning draws, the Rio draw, and we drive into women's fight for equal pay as the world of soccer concludes here on Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org. You okay? Okay. Oh, the chair. Yeah, the chair always gets us.
No, I lowered the chair during the break and realized that I can't see the microphone. Daniel. Yes.
Welcome to the draw results.
Welcome
right here.
To the draw.
Yes, I know.
This is the draw.
I laugh at it every time.
The
I really
draw
do.
For it's the Champions League.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the draw happened for Brazil. We're gonna go through the men first because the women topic we are gonna leave
the Olympics.
Last. Yes.
Yes. No U.S.
Yeah, here we go. In Group A, obviously, the first
Group
one,
A.
Brazil.
Yeah,
Brazil, they have South Africa, Iraq, and Denmark.
Mm, okay. I don't know much about their youth programs, but congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And in Group B, Sweden. Colombia, who...
Hey, James, is he going to play or not play?
They haven't announced the 23. Remember, only three veterans.
Yeah, well, I'd take James.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The question is, there's Nigeria and Japan. Kazuki, how do you say Honda's name, first name?
I'm not sure.
Kazuki Honda? Because I think that's how you say it. Kazuki? I think so. And then Group C, making their first ever Olympic debut and second tournament appearance, I believe, if I'm correct, first time out of a FIFA competition.
Wow.
Fiji has taken the top spot, and if it were to end today, they would have won.
Oh,
well,
man.
Technically, yeah.
Oh,
they're
irony.
Going up against third place bronze medalist from London 4 years ago, South Korea. And then they're going up against the gold medal finishers of London as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to mention Japan got fourth place 4 years ago. So, yeah, that's why I didn't mention it. Yeah. So Mexico is there. And you got Germany.
That's not even getting the short
end. That's group
of death.
That's group of death.
That's not even getting the short end of the stick. That's not even getting a stick. That is brutal.
Oh.
Wow.
But here's the thing. What if Fiji does beat South Korea?
Well, I mean, if Leicester City can win the Premier League,
anything
can happen.
Anything can happen. Is a Battlefield song. Eli Gordon song, my bad. Yeah. Yeah, and you have Group D, you have Honduras, Algeria, Portugal, and Argentina. Okay. Now, the big question is Messi going to join?
I was going to say.
So if Neymar goes, if James goes, and Messi go, this is going to be the biggest showcase ever.
Yes.
Yes. So That's all I have to say on that. Well, here's how the rules apply for this. Yeah, it's like the FIFA World Cup, the rules are simple. Yeah, win your group, and that's it. Next round, there's no golden goal. There's extra time if it's tied, penalties if necessary. There is a third place match, so because anything could be a constellation match.
The golden goal was such a great idea.
Yeah, I hated it.
Really, you hated it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I hated it.
It was a very odd idea, but hey.
Well,
you know.
The one thing before we get into the women's section, Mexico has already faced Portugal and Japan. They lost to Japan 2-0. No, this was friendlies with the under-23 team.
All right.
And they got humiliated by Portugal 5-0.
Wow.
Yeah, so that raises big questions right there.
Any veterans going from Portugal?
Oh, no, you don't think.
Oh, you never
know. I don't think. If he doesn't get injured, then yeah, I think Ronaldo could go.
Yes. I mean, he's not going to be in the Copa America. He has nothing to lose.
He can't go to the Copa America.
That's what I said. He's not going to be there, so he's not. He's doing anything during the summer. Wait a minute.
Yeah, I got to see.
Talk about a blockbuster tournament if he shows up. Just Neymar and Ronaldo just send in Brazil like, yo, want to play soccer?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, we'll leave it to the men's side. By the way, this actually starts early before the men do. Believe it or not, the women actually start first.
Yeah, before like opening ceremonies, right?
Yeah. The men will play on August 4th.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, I'm going to try to watch all of them. The one I do want to watch is Fiji versus South Korea. Yeah.
Did you hear, just real quick, I think it was 4 years ago, I think that South Korea was playing, I think it was a women's team, women's wins team was playing.
Oh, you're talking about when they accidentally put up
the
South Korean
anthem.
Flag.
Yeah, someone played the wrong anthem for the wrong
Korea.
No, they
didn't play the wrong anthem.
They put up the wrong flag. Oh, that's worse.
Yes, no, that was worse. And yeah, of course, Kim Jong, the guy that was still alive before his son took over, said, next time you do that, it means war.
They walked off the field, though.
So yeah, they did.
That's the only reason I know. That was before the opening ceremonies, so kind of anticlimactic. Some of them don't get to actually be in the opening ceremonies because they're like still, they can't travel that far.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up. That's real messed up. All right.
Yeah. Now we get into the women's section.
All right,
and
let's do this.
There's a couple of teams also that where their male counterparts also made it well. So in Group E, follow the order. And the women play first on August 3rd, so you get something there. You got Brazil, China PR, Sweden, and South Africa.
Mm, that's not a bad group.
Nope. Just to make sure about something, I got a second.
We are in Group E.
Yeah, Group E.
Group E.
And in Group F, you have 2015 quarterfinalist and host nation of that tournament, Canada going up against Australia, Zimbabwe, who are also making their first ever debut. They actually bid for 2015, and of course they were considered a long shot, and they kind of told them, guys, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Well, at least they tried.
Yeah. 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 And you got fourth place finishers, Germany.
Ooh.
Mm. I can't call that a group of death. I don't think that is one.
Who's the middle team?
Well, actually, yeah.
Who's the middle team in the group? Number three?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, Zimbabwe. Okay. Oh, I see now.
And in Group G, ladies and gentlemen, USA, New Zealand, France, and Colombia. And funny thing about France and Colombia, they were actually with USA in the 2012 group.
Who drew this?
I mean, this is some incompetent
shuffling of little soccer
every
balls.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Oh, man. Well, they weren't shuffling very well.
Well, yeah, and there are only 12 teams, but guess what? The best two out of three third-place teams advance to the next round.
Oh, that's comforting.
Yes. So, yeah, the U.S. women are queens and rulers of the Olympic Games. They won the first one in 96. They got second place in Sydney. Yep. In Athens, they won. Beijing, they won. And London, they won. Yep. And if they get one more, they tie with the Soviet Union of hockey.
Wow.
Hockey with most championships, it may not happen.
I'll never know. But I mean, with Title IX, U.S. basically invented women's soccer in a lot of ways. So that's not at all surprising.
So, Daniel, did you have a question about the whole women's boycott thing?
Oh, yeah. My question was, what was the percentage? Now we'll get to the women's boycott.
Yeah, because of the Zika virus and because of the equal pay gap thing that's been a problem. Well, it wasn't a problem back then, but now it is getting big. Let's face it, the U.S. women's soccer is better than men's soccer, obviously.
We can all admit that.
And when they get hit, they don't cry and say, oh, he fouled me. They get back up and say, I'm going to kick you again if you do that to me. Yes.
No diving, no flopping.
Yeah. But they do end up getting hurt when it becomes really serious.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more like when it was Conor Doyle had his leg all cut open. He's like, oh, wait.
He kept going.
Yeah, I know. He's like, oh, wait, I'm injured. I should probably lay down now. That was his reaction. So, yeah, that's what I like.
When you have adrenaline, you don't feel it, but when the adrenaline dies down,
you see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the U.S. women should get equal pay.
Yeah,
not that much, though. Like let's say 20% less than what the men make, because that's a start. That's a start, I say. But let's face it, if they win one more Olympic gold medal game, I think they should get at least 5% less of the men.
Let's just put it this way. With all due love and respect, there's only one U.S. soccer team that has stars above the logo. Okay.
Yes.
So that alone means that you should probably get some consideration in the money pot. So.
Yeah. And unlike the Brazil women's team who keeps the men's stars on there, for what reason, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting. Well, I mean, when you're Brazil, you can do those kinds of things.
Yeah. So we're not going to give our predictions. We're not going to give our predictions for
that would be awesome
for all of them. I actually do want to mention this next week because I kind of do want to end this on a good note.
All right.
But during the summer, if Daniel is open to it, maybe we could do video podcasts.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, YouTube if you're okay with that.
Yeah, Google Chat. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I think videotaping is better.
Yeah.
But I need a bigger camera because I only use my phone. Anyway,
we're not
going to give our predictions there. But when the time comes to this, oh, yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there. I'll try doing my best during the Copa America and Euro because, oh, God, dude, they're going to have them simultaneously. Oh. Well, not in the same time frame. Yes. When the time happens, then yeah. And that will do it for the world of soccer. And we hope you guys forget about your worries and your strife. Thank you for tuning in to the world of soccer. I'm Joseph Weismiller along with Daniel West. Until next time, Soccerinos, all this on Lancer Radio Network. Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Pasadena City College, LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.